These musicians predicted their own death. Number 1, XXXTentacion. In his documentary Look At Me, X told his record label the age at which he'd die.
And he just looked me dead in the eye and he was like, I'm not gonna make it past 21.
Also making it clear on Instagram Live that he knew that he'd die young.
If I'm gonna die or ever be a sacrifice, I wanna make sure that my life made at least 5 million kids happy.
The final music video he'd ever film was him attending his own funeral, explaining exactly how he thought it had happened to DJ Akademiks.
How does this story end?
I live as long as I possibly can, and then boom, I die either of old age or somebody murder me or some shit. You shoot me in my brain, I only gotta feel 2 seconds of pain, and then I don't gotta look at you or look at nobody no more. That's easy.
He'd add whoever killed him would be a stupid person who doesn't care about their life enough to try me, but those people exist everywhere. DJ Akademiks then asks about his car.
Hey, yo, how often do you drive that i8, bro?
With X then responding, bro, I be driving that and I'm scared as hell, because everyone knows what I drive. People have swerved to record me. I've been scared and thought I was going to die. Well, whilst driving that exact car, 6 months prior to his 21st birthday, X was shot by a group of idiots who didn't care about their life, just as he almost predicted perfectly. When the CCTV footage was then released publicly, fans realized that his song Train Food described exactly what had happened. No clue what there was next for me. Remember, there was people walking, talking in the distance. I was dressed for winter weather, but the summer rays were kissing me. In the distance, he awaited me, with John Lennon predicting his similar fate, although with even better accuracy. Fans had already predicted exactly how he'd die.
Dear Mr. Lennon, from information I received while using a Ouija board, I believe that there will be an attempt to assassinate you.
With Lennon stating in a 1965 interview, we'll either go in a plane crash, or will be popped off by some loony. 4 years later, he'd released the song Come Together, which contained one creepy line over and over and over. Shoot me. The Beatles had also made a song called Happiness Is a Warm Gun, talking about the joy that a person gets from shooting. However, there was one more even crazier prediction. A local astrologer warned John Lennon he would be shot on an island, prompting the couple to cancel a planned yachting trip around the Greek islands on a boat. In fact, he was not shot on a Greek island, but an American one. Manhattan Island by some loony, who only pulled the trigger for his own sick enjoyment. John Lennon died on the same day as Juice WRLD, December 8th, 39 years apart, which becomes even weirder when looking at Juice WRLD's lyrics. In the song You Wouldn't Understand, he initially confirms that he listens to John Lennon. Then in All Girls Are the Same, he'd instead claim that he really felt like John Lennon, which was repeated in a different track named New Girl. However, most notably, in the song Way Too Much, Juice WRLD calls himself a drug-abusing, codeine-using, modern-day John Lennon, which would be the exact substance that led to Juice WRLD's overdose. It was December 8th, 2019, a Sunday. Well, in the song Sippin' Red, Juice WRLD states, I'm really starting to like my demons. One day, yeah, I really want to meet them. One day, I'ma meet him on a Sunday. He'd also predict exactly how it'd happen. I wonder if my habits will kill me. I don't know why, but I get that feeling, further predicting when it would happen in the classic hit song Legends. What's the 27 club? We ain't making it past 21.
We're not gonna make it to 21.
Yeah.
You don't feel that way, do you? Or do you honestly feel that way?
Juice WRLD died only 6 days after his 21st birthday. As for the 27 club, Jimi Hendrix knew that he'd be a part of that. In an interview, he'd bluntly state, I'm not sure I will live to be 28 years old. Similarly, during a 1969 trip to Morocco, Hendrix visited a clairvoyant. When they flipped over a death card, Hendrix took the prediction literally. I'm going to die before I'm 30, he told a friend. Hendrix further told his fashion designer,
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing what I'm doing.
But there was no better prediction than his song The Ballad of Jimmy. He'd write the lyrics many things he would try, for he knew soon he'd die. Now Jimmy's gone, he's not alone. His memory still lives on. He's not gone, he's just dead. 5 years, this he said. Jimi Hendrix recorded the song in October 1965, then died 4 years, 11 months later in September 1970, just 1 month shy of his 5-year prophecy. John Denver's prediction was a bit more accidental. You surely know him from his most popular song, Country Roads Take Me Home, West Virginia. But it's his 6th most popular song that's a little more intriguing. Titled Leaving on a Jet Plane, he talks talks about hopping on a flight and never coming back. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you, and I'll be on my way. Hold me like you'll never let me go, cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Well, 28 years after writing these lyrics, John Denver took a flight and never came back, crashing into Monterey Bay just south of San Francisco. This song hits way more once you know that he died at a plane crash. This man left us way too soon, whilst Lil Peep's entire discography repeatedly predicted how he'd die. One of the first lines on his very first mixtape was, "I got a feeling that I'm not gonna be here for next year, so let's laugh a little before I'm gone." When asked about death, he'd further add,
"Everything changes with time. Like, you can't predict where you're gonna be next year. You have no idea."
Which was the main theme in countless different songs. In Life is Beautiful, he'd state, "I think I'ma die alone inside my room." Whilst in a different song, Falling For Me, Peep expressed, "I don't wanna die, I don't want to OD." As a result, Adam22 joked,
"When you come in and see that, just know that that's a little Peep memorial. Well, not a memorial, because he's not dead yet, but he's working on it."
Having no clue what would happen only 6 months later, Peep would make a final Instagram post reading, "When I die, you'll love me," which would happen the very next day. Peep overdosed alone inside his tour bus, described exactly in songs like Runaway, "I was dying and nobody was there." Tupac had a line that was even more chilling, "I've been shot and murdered. Can't tell you how it happened word for word." He'd also release a song called If I Die Tonight, on which he raps, "I hope they bury me and send me to my rest." Headlines reading, "Murdered to death. My last breath." Tupac was already shot at the age of 23, at which point he'd tell a journalist, "They didn't get me this time, but it's coming." The journalist then asked,
"What do you think's gonna happen in 15 years for you, 10 years? Where do you see yourself?"
To which Tupac responded,
"Best case,
in a cemetery. Not in a cemetery. Sprinkled in ashes, smoked out by my homies."
He'd therefore also tell a friend, "I ain't gonna be around long enough to have kids." Tupac added, "I'm telling you, I ain't gonna live past 25. At the age of 24, he'd released the song Death Around the Corner and claimed he was having visions of leaving here in a hearse. The final music video he ever made was for I Ain't Mad At Ya, in which he walks out of a venue and is gunned down unexpectedly. 4 months after filming it, Tupac walked out of a Mike Tyson boxing match and was gunned down unexpectedly. He was, as predicted, 25 years old. But you can't talk about Tupac without mentioning Biggie, whose one and only album he released while alive was eerily titled Ready to Die.
"I think somebody's trying to kill me. I'll be waking up paranoid. I'll be really scared."
It featured songs like Who Shot Ya and Everyday Struggle, on which he states, "Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door." On another song, he raps, "I swear to God, I feel like death is effing calling me, but it's this interview here that's just downright scary." Biggie announces the name of his new second album, Life After Death, to be released a month after the interview. Well, 13 days later, Biggie was shot and killed, meaning Life After Death was released 16 days after he actually died. It featured songs such as Last Day and Somebody's Gotta Die, then closes with a track titled You're Nobody Till Somebody Kills You. Mac Miller's songs followed a similar theme. There's an extremely long Reddit post highlighting every Mac Miller lyric that foreshadowed his death, and even then the top comment is, "There's more than that, my friend." Many come from his 2014 mixtape Faces, which featured songs like Funeral and Grand Finale, as well as lines perfectly predicting, "Suppose I'll die alone from an overdose of some sort." On the mixtape, he'd further state, "A drug habit like Philip Hoffman will probably put me in a coffin," although 2 years later, he'd changed his tune. In his Stopped Making Excuses documentary, Mac stated,
"Overdosing is just not cool. There's no legendary romance. You don't go down in history because you overdosed. You just die."
On his song Perfect Circle / Godspeed, Mac further added, "Everybody say I need rehab. They don't want me to OD and have to talk to my mother, telling her they could have done more to help me, and she'll be crying saying that she'll do anything to have me back. I need to wake up before one morning I don't wake up." On That's Life, Mac Miller told the world, "I'm headed to the other side, where the grass is always greener. However, there was no crazier line than this one wrapped on brand name. To everyone who sell me drugs, don't mix it with that bullshit. I'm hoping not to join the 27 Club. Well, Mac died 3 months before turning 27, overdosing on pills mixed with fentanyl. One of his final lines, released just 35 days beforehand, "I can feel my fingers slipping, in a motherfucking instant I'll be gone."